Let's turn to another major item on the president's agenda, job creation. This week in our series, New Jobs for a New Decade, we're looking at the future of the employment market. More than 3 million jobs are expected to be created this decade in a single industry, the healthcare industry. They range from highly paid surgeons to low-wage caregivers. Nursing is expected to add 600,000 jobs, NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Mike Jones wasn't happy. He was working long hours in his dad's construction business, but something was missing. So after a long talk on the phone with his brother, Jones made an unlikely career choice. He decided to become a nurse.
I enjoy helping people. Never been in the medical field before. This is my first time. It's all new for me.
Has anyone worked on this NCLEX book?
Jones and some classmates at Northern Virginia Community College are sitting around a table cramming for a test. He is 40 years old, never went to college, and before he worked construction, he worked at United Airlines as a baggage handler. He sees nursing as his ticket to a solid income and a solid career.
I feel secure, you know, there's job security, so I'm not worried. Like with the airline, I was in the air, with United Airlines, you know, I was concerned toward the end there, and that's one of the reasons that I quit. I just knew it was going downhill, so I don't feel that with this.
If you're picking a new profession purely based on the numbers, nursing is a pretty sure bet.
It's a large occupation, it's a growing occupation, and certainly there will be jobs there in the field over the next decade.
Roger Mancars does projections for the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You can get an entry-level registered nurse job with just 3 years of college. And Mancars says the median wage for an RN is $62,000, putting it among the highest wage-earning professions.
The fact that the wages are pretty high also sort of separates it from many occupations that would be growing. The median wage for all occupations is about $32,000. So the $62,400 is a decent wage.
And the perks don't stop there. Cindy Glover is the chief nursing officer at Reston Hospital Center, part of the large HCA hospital chain.
You can work any hours you want. I mean, particularly if you're a bedside nurse. Our full times work 3/12 a week, and that's not bad, having 4 days a week off. Now, it's a hard day, but, you know, it's still, that's not bad.
But it's not all roses. There are night shifts and holidays, and then there are the patients.
It is a difficult job. It's very, very hard. I mean, people can be difficult healthy. You get them sick, and, you know.
You're the quietest vomiting patient I've ever had.
It's 2 in the afternoon, and ER nurse Christy Romney has a new patient with chest and abdominal pain and a serious case of alcohol withdrawal.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Don't apologize. I know you'd rather not be doing this.
I know you guys are working, but I need some pain medication.
Yep, that's what
the patient is in his late 30s and tells her he'd been drinking all night. It's clear this isn't his first time coming to the ER after drinking too much.
Do you really see everything, you know? We get drug seekers, we get, like this gentleman, alcoholics, a lot of those. You can't be compassionate to people of all walks of life, then don't go into nursing.
Romney has a master's degree in public health, and in her first career did international aid work. But she says this hands-on work is incredibly rewarding, even if it means cleaning up after a drunk guy in the middle of the day.
All right. So you said no allergies to medications, correct?
No.
Let me give you the Phenergan first. That's for nausea.
Nursing isn't the kind of job you do for the money. It's physically and emotionally taxing. Tracy Wergley-Grabner is a labor and delivery nurse.
There's nothing glamorous about my job. Not one thing is glamorous about my job, but nobody goes into nursing thinking it's going to be glamorous. It's not. I mean, it's gory, and some people would call it gross, but it's just what it is.
Grabner says she tolerates the gross parts because of the rewards.
Yes, you're a good girl. Good girl.
She's checking the vital signs on a baby girl born just minutes before. The baby is healthy, and Grabner is glowing. This is her first nursing job. Just 2 years ago, she was working as a pharmaceutical sales rep, making four times the money. But Grabner doesn't miss it at all, not with moments like this. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
And you can hear more about new jobs for a new decade at npr.org.